Ever notice how you can know exactly what you need to do? Call that person, start that project, have that difficult conversation, and yet find yourself paralyzed? It's as if some invisible force is draining your resolve before you even begin. Two Hollywood therapists discovered that this isn't weakness or lack of willpower. It's something far more insidious, an internal saboteur they call Part X, and it's waging war against your potential every single day. Their approach became so transformative that A-list actors and executives now wait months for appointments, willing to pay $1,500 per session. But here's the revolutionary part. You don't need endless therapy sessions to fight back. You need tools that work in 10 seconds, right when Part X attacks. Think about the last time you felt truly unstoppable. Maybe you were creating something, deeply connecting with someone, or facing a challenge with surprising courage. That wasn't a fluke. It was your life force breaking through. Throughout history, humans have recognized this animating energy, prana in Indian philosophy, qi in Chinese medicine, ruach in Hebrew scripture. It's not metaphorical. It's the force that pushes weeds through concrete, drives salmon upstream, and fills new parents with superhuman endurance. Phil Stutz first felt this power on a college basketball bench. Physically underdeveloped and never playing, he discovered he could contribute by throwing his entire being into the game mentally, jumping, screaming, calling plays from the sidelines. When his enthusiasm spread to teammates and sparked unprecedented performance, he felt most alive. The tragedy is that most of us experience this force only in fleeting moments, during childbirth, falling in love, or sudden creative breakthroughs, then quickly return to normal life focused on limitations rather than possibilities. The life force isn't something you need to earn or deserve. It's already inside you, waiting. But accessing it requires understanding what's blocking it, a force that doesn't want your money or possessions, but something far more valuable, your passion, inspiration, and potential. Despite knowing what energizes us, we repeatedly make self-defeating choices, giving up from laziness, avoiding social situations, lashing out at loved ones, breaking promises. Part X drives these patterns, targeting your life force itself. Barry Michaels discovered this despite his impressive credentials. His psychodynamic training helped patients understand problems. Cognitive behavioral therapy provided logical interventions. Yet, problems persisted. Understanding childhood origins didn't solve issues. Logical reframing couldn't overcome what felt like a powerful undertow, dragging people toward a world where change seemed impossible. Part X operates through devastating strategies. First, it transforms difficult challenges into impossible ones, contaminating you with defeat. Second, it brainwashes through repetition, replaying negative experiences until negativity feels like all there is. Its particular lie? Nothing can solve your problem, so stop trying. The tracks Part X leaves are unmistakable. Feeling stuck despite knowing what to do, natural difficulties becoming insurmountable obstacles, eroding confidence, fading dreams. The cruelest part? Part X poses as a protective voice, whispering that demands are overwhelming, that you should conserve energy, that trying is pointless. Part X's second weapon is depletion, exploiting our tendency toward laziness. Consider someone naturally gifted who, after tragedy, withdrew from non-essential activities to conserve energy. This backfired. Her fatigue worsened because energy depends on engagement. You create energy by connecting and destroy it by withdrawing. Low energy undermines your sense of self, ability to dream, capacity to recognize opportunities, and ability to sustain relationships. The core lie? Believing energy is fixed, that we're born with a certain amount and can't change it. Part X floods you with impulses that override consequence thinking, checking your phone mid-conversation, impulse buying, losing your temper, just one more drink. These surrenders destroy your future. The devastating lie? Deprivation is intolerable. Consider a family drowning in lost self-control, daughter stealing, son gaming instead of studying, father gambling, mother overeating. Each surrender creates spreading chaos. The Black Sun tool offers radical reversal, transforming energy from taking to giving. When craving strikes, fully feel the deprivation, then release the outside world, looking inward to face the void calmly. From its depths, sense the black sun rising, warm, limitless energy filling you completely. As it overflows, it surges outward as pure white light of infinite giving. This reveals profound truth. The solution to endless craving is giving more. Like 12-step members finding fulfillment through service, the more you give, the more you're filled. When one father used this tool to control his rage, in traffic, at work, waiting in line, he gradually transformed. Eventually, he extended it to gambling urges. His son smiled at him for the first time in months. The Black Sun doesn't merely conserve your life force, it increases it by transforming taking energy into giving energy. The paradox of engagement creates an impossible loop. You need energy to engage, but engagement generates energy. When depleted, the solution lies in spiritual energy, a limitless resource available even when physically exhausted. The mistake isn't tackling immediate tasks, it's believing you must avoid pushing beyond limits. Withdrawal from what matters deepens fatigue. The Vortex tool accesses these reserves. Visualize 12 suns circling above you. Summon the vortex by silently screaming help with focused intensity, making the sun spin. Relax as your body merges with the vortex, lifting you through the circle. Once through, feel yourself grow into a giant with unlimited energy. Unlike physical energy that grasps externally, spiritual energy flows without forcing, unexpectedly slow and gentle, yet unstoppable. This reveals Part X's lie about fixed energy. By accessing spiritual energy, you engage fully even when exhausted, creating an upward spiral where engagement generates more energy. Part X's most devastating attack floods you with hopelessness, so overwhelming you abandon your dreams. It exploits our desire for magical solutions by converting conscious hopes into unconscious expectations of permanent happiness. When we achieve what we wanted, the relationship, the career success, we feel inexplicably let down, experiencing not ordinary disappointment, but all-consuming darkness. Despite knowing effective remedies for depression, exercise, social connection, meaningful activities, most people reject these solutions. Part X has convinced us that shattered hopes have killed us, making recovery impossible. This is a lie. The Mother Tool transforms demoralization into love and optimism by shifting perspective to see your problem from the archetypal mother's point of view, a universal force of absolute love wanting you to reach your highest potential. She sees negative thoughts as dark substance preventing her from reaching you. By visualizing this substance and offering it up to the mother, who radiates light and warmth, you transform demoralization into unshakable faith. This provides hopefulness, a positive attitude about the future without knowing what it will bring, like a child's excitement about a new day. Part X keeps psychological wounds alive through constant replay, preventing the emotional risk-taking essential to living fully. When we experience rejection or betrayal, Part X exploits these injuries, turning us into victims who collect hurts rather than healing. Victimhood persists through re-injury, repeatedly replaying painful experiences mentally. Unlike physical pain we naturally avoid, we obsessively retell injury stories, keeping pain fresh and constraining our ability to form relationships and take risks. Part X perpetuates victimhood by making us believe emotional pain can kill us. To break this illusion, we must let pain kill our ego, the source of our individual identity. Unlike physical death, ego death allows rebirth. The tower transforms pain from something feared into a portal for renewal. Identify a situation where your feelings were deeply hurt. Then intensify those feelings until they attack your heart, breaking it and causing your death. Hear an authoritative voice saying, "Only the dead survive," as light fills your heart, revealing you're at the bottom of a hollow tower. Float up and out into perfect blue sky, your body purified and renewed. Life moves in cycles of death and rebirth. Each successful navigation strengthens your life force, creating an overall trajectory of ascension. These tools strengthen your life force through three eternal principles: truth, beauty, and goodness. Truth exposes Part X's lies, especially those we tell ourselves. Genuine truth reverberates through your entire being with painful clarity. If it doesn't hurt, you're probably avoiding it. It reveals your unfulfilled potential, repeated mistakes, and the denial of what others plainly see. Beauty reveals life's potential wonder, inspiring you to fight through Part X's sense of impossibility. Part X corrupts this by making us possess beauty, acquiring beautiful partners or expensive art, rather than simply appreciating it. Goodness transforms negative energy into virtue, monitoring bad habits, identifying damage you inflict, admitting it openly, and changing permanently. Part X defines goodness as eliminating all badness, an impossible standard. True goodness requires accepting your inner darkness, then taking contrary action. Part X traps us in the lower world of boredom and endless problems, blinding us to the higher world's abundant energy. The most powerful ways to activate your higher self: giving without expectation, performing anonymous generous acts, and helping others at personal cost. Here's the paradox. Only by accepting that the world matters more than your personal desires will you gain energy to pursue your goals. The battle for your life is happening right now.